Certainly, the joy of the Easter come is still fresh in our hearts.
在这个环境里面，那个喜乐继续在我们的心里面。
I certainly, for one, enjoy watching you live together and work together very much.
我真的很高兴看到大家很融洽地过一起的生活的日子。
Today, I request the chance to wrap up this topic of the last few weeks.
我今天再一次的要求，我由我讲道，将过去几个礼拜所讲的道能够总结。
So this is a kind of a conclusion of the theme on the Shabbat.
今天的讲道是将安息日这个的讲题，我将它总结。
Let us turn back to the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
请大家打开创世纪第二章第一到第三节。创世纪二章一到三。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. And by the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
创世纪二章一至三节，天地万物都造齐了。到第七日，神造物的功已经完毕。就在第七日揭了他一切的功，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神揭了他一切创造的功，就安息了。I
would like to spend the first one or two minutes to recap what we've learned in the past few lessons.
我希望是头这两分钟，我重新总结过去所讲。So
that those of you who did not manage to join us at the Easter camp can also learn along with us.
万一你系冇参加呢一个嘅复活营嘅，起码你今日我所以能够讲，能够去俾你能够回忆翻呢个经文系讲乜嘢。
God as the Creator never tires. Why does God need to take rest from His work?
既然神是没有疲倦的，为何神要歇下工作，是要安息呢？
God did so because for the well-being of mankind, it is crucially important that God set an example for us to follow.
神这样做其实是主要为了人类的福利，祂树立这个榜样，使到人可以跟从祂。
And this is of crucial importance.
这个是非常非常重要的。Therefore,
the spirit or the purpose of the Shabbat is three points.
因此，这个安息日的精义和目的有三点。First,
to stop what we are doing.
第一点是揭下你一切。Second,
to remove sin from our system.
第二是将你身体里面一切的罪除开。Thirdly,
to mend the relationship with God and with man.
第三是能够填补人与神之间的关系。We
learn that to stop and to remove sin are related.
我们看到我们停止和除开这个罪彼此息息相关。Actually,
these are two meanings of the same Hebrew root.
事实上这两个意思是同一个希伯来文的字根来的。
Put in another way,
意思另一方面来看,
to explain the same point from the Jewish point of view,
我们用这个犹太人的意思去解释这一点,
the Sabbath day and the annual day of atonement are related.
安息日和每年的赎罪日是彼此有关系的。
Today we'll look more deeply at the day of atonement.
今天我们再深入去明白
So first stop what we are doing.
第一点，要将我哋一切停低歇下。
Second, to remove sin from our lives.
第二点，系将我哋嘅罪除去。
Third, to mend relationship with God and with man.
第三，我哋要弥补我哋同神同人之间嘅关系。
Only in this way can relationships be maintained.
只有 透过这件事,维持我们彼此的关系,我们可以与神与人的关系填补。
not only maintain relationship, but also deepen and develop the relationship.
不但只可以繼續維持我們彼此的關係，還可以繼續深入這個關係。
Following this will bring healing for broken relationships.
若我們繼續這樣做的話，我們可以將破碎的關係重新得到痊癒。
It will also bring peace, joy, and new strength.
亦都得著平安、喜樂同埋新嘅力量。
A new hope.
更有新嘅盼望。
Ignoring the Sabbath day.
但係倘若唔理佢咁樣行咧
，will surely result in spiritual constipation.
呢個後果就係屬靈嘅便秘。
And that is accumulating sin in your life.
意思就係不斷積累。
This is why God the Creator rested from all His work on day seven.
因此我們明白到神這位的創造主第七日他就安息。
This is also why God's chosen people Israel were commanded to not break the Sabbath day.
因此我們能夠明白神的子民點解佢遵行，佢從來唔會唔守安息日嘅。
God commanded Israel not to break the Sabbath day on pain of death.
神吩咐佢嘅子民千祈唔好唔守啲安息日，否則你係會有呢個死亡。
God does not want to kill.
神唔想去使到我哋死亡。
God wants to save man from spiritual constipation and cancer.
其實神是很想拯救我們脫離這個罪一個屬靈的癌症。
We may say sin is like spiritual bowel cancer.
罪就是等於這個屬靈的癌症。
Sin is ugly.
罪是非常醜陋。
Sacrificial love is beautiful.
但是一個犧牲性的愛是非常美麗。
I'd like to ask you, who is beautiful?
我想問你什麼是美麗呢？
Who is ugly?
乜嘢係醜陋呢？
What kind of people are ugly?
乜嘢人係醜陋？
Do you think that people with a beautiful face are beautiful?
你覺得一個人個面貌好美麗，佢就係好美麗咩？
Do you think people are ugly because their hair is ugly?
當你見到一個人嗰啲頭髮咧亂糟糟、好肉酸，你係咪覺得佢係好醜陋呢？
Do you think a person is beautiful because of his or her body?
當你睇到一個人，哇，個身形非常之美麗，你係咪覺得因此佢就好美麗咧？
Have you got a beautiful body?
我想問大家，你有冇個好美麗嘅身形呢？
Have you got a beautiful face?
你有冇個美麗嘅面孔？
Beautiful hair,
美麗的頭髮。
Who is beautiful, anyways?
到底邊個係真係美麗呢？
Who is ugly?
邊個係醜陋呢？
When we sin, we are ugly.
事實上，當我哋犯罪嘅時候，就真正係醜陋。
When we love, we are beautiful.
但係當我哋懂得愛嘅時候，我哋真係好美麗。
When someone else is sin against you, steal your things, you say that's ugly, that's bad.
当一个人偷你的东西的时候，你就会说这个人真的是丑陋
了。 I remember one of our youths made a comment during camp a few days ago.
我记得几天前有一个青年人在这个营里面他说过那些东西。
The person said that, I just want to thank everyone.
他说、哎、我很多谢大家。
Everyone is so good.
他说每个人都真的好了。
No one is horrible.
沒有一個人是就很恐怖的。
Not because we all have beautiful bodies and beautiful faces and hair.
因為不是因為我們有好的身形、好的面孔或者有很漂亮的髮型。
When we love, we are beautiful.
當我們懂得去愛的時候，我們就是很美麗的。
Only when we sin, we are ugly.
當我們犯罪的時候，真的很醜陋。
Jesus is a man like us.
耶穌好像我們一樣。
God the Creator was living in Jesus.
神住在基督里面。
And through Jesus, God was reconciling the world to himself.
神在基督耶稣里面，他使到世界与神和好。
With God's enabling,
藉着神的能力，
Jesus practiced and fulfilled the two great commandments in the Bible.
主耶稣，他能够好 好完美地行到圣经里面两个最重要的诫命。
Jesus loved Yahweh, his God, with all his heart, all his soul, and all his strength.
主耶稣爱耶和神，全心、全性、全意、全力地爱他。
And he also loved his fellow men as himself.
他亦都爱人如己。
Jesus lived a life of total love to God.
主耶稣他整个生命是完全的爱耶和神。
He trusted God.
他相信神。
He was grateful to him.
他神是很大的感恩。
Jesus also offered his life for mankind so that we might be saved from sin and death.
主耶稣将他生命完全献给人类，透过主耶稣，我们可以从罪和死亡当中得到救赎。
For these reasons, Jesus is a beautiful human being.
因此，这个原因，我们看到主耶稣一个非常美丽的人。
The Bible describes Jesus as Yahweh's new creation.
在圣经里面，他是特别形容到主耶稣是神的新造的人。
Jesus is God's masterpiece. Jesus is the only perfect man.
主耶稣是唯一的完全人。
Jesus is the opposite of a selfish, self-centered person.
主耶稣的生命刚刚同自私自我为中心是啱啱嘅相反。
Because a selfish, self-centered person is always ugly.
因为一个自我中心同埋一个自私嘅人系非常之丑陋。
A God-centered, others-centered person is beautiful.
但系以神为中心、以人为中心嘅人，呢种人非常之美丽。
It is pleasant to go on a holiday with such people.
同呢種人咧一齊去度假咧，你覺得係非常非常之係開心。
Jesus is selfless.
主耶穌係冇自私嘅。
God-centered.
以神為中心。
And because Jesus is God-centered, he's also others-centered.
因為主耶穌係以神為中心嘅時候，佢亦都以人為中心。
Only God and others matter.
以主耶稣来讲，对神同埋人呢两点系最重要嘅。
As for himself and his own needs, he will entrust those to God to take care.
有关佢自己嘅需要，有关佢嘅一切，佢就交托俾神。佢知道神会照顾佢。
For this reason, God raised Jesus from the dead.
因为咁嘅缘故，神使主耶稣从死里复活。
And appointed him Lord.
亦都封佢为主
，as pioneer of eternal life in God，
佢成为呢一个永生开路先锋。
Everyone who follow Jesus' way will find eternal life。
凡系边个跟从主耶稣行佢条路嘅话，你都系揾到永生。
Because God will remove all their sins and they will be reconciled with God。
因为神就系会将你嘅罪除去。就与你和好。
We may say Jesus is the beautiful Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
因此我们可以讲到，主耶稣就是这一位的神的羔羊，他除去世人的罪。
On this note about Jesus as the beautiful Lamb of God, I'd like to turn your attention one more time to the Hebrew scripture.
当我们是讲到主耶稣是你神的羔羊的时候，请大家去打开经文。
Because when we read Jesus is the Lamb of God, it is a concept rooted in the Hebrew scripture.
因为当我们讲到主耶稣是这个神的羔羊的时候，这个概念是基于在这个神的话语里面是出来的。
Let us turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 16.
请大家打开利未记第十六章。
Leviticus is the third book of the Hebrew scripture.
利未记是圣经第三本书。
Leviticus chapter 16,
利未记第十六章
verses 29-31,
系29节到31节。
Leviticus chapter 16 and verse 29-31, and this shall be a permanent statute for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of that month.You shall humble your souls and not do any work, whether the native or the alien who sojourns among you. For it is on this day that atonement shall be made for you to cleanse you. You shall be clean from all your sins before Yahweh, It is to be a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, that you may humble your souls. It is a permanent statute.
利未記第十六章廿九到三十一節，每逢七月初十日，你們要刻苦己心，無論是本地人，是寄居在你們中間的外人，什麼工都不可做，這要作你們永遠的定例。因在這日要為你們贖罪，使你們潔淨，你們要在耶和華面前得以潔淨，脫罪一切的罪愆。這日你們要守為聖安息日，要刻苦己心，這為永遠的定例。
Let us also read verse 34.
我們繼續讀第三十四節。
34. Now you shall have this as a permanent statute to make atonement for the sons of Israel for all their sins once every year.
是三十四節是這樣讀，這要作你們永遠的定例，就是因以色列人一切的罪，要一年一次為他們贖罪。於是亞倫照耶和華所吩咐摩西的行了。
Yes, just as Yahweh had commanded Moses, so Moses did.
那耶和華就是吩咐摩西做，摩西呢就行了這事。
Leviticus chapter 16 and 17, two chapters together.Are about the annual day of atonement.
嗱，利未記第十六章同埋第十七章兩章咧，都特別係講到呢一個嘅贖罪日。
Notice how I say it in English and how Pastor Lucy translates it in Cantonese. I say day of atonement, and she says
贖罪日。
Now, this Jewish feast day is celebrated once a year.
贖罪日咧，猶太人咧每年咧。是守一次
for the removal of the sin of the whole people.
主要呢將一切的罪從這個百姓當中除去。
This I said last week was similar to the annual feast of Easter for Christian church.
這個贖罪日呢，好主我們基督教那個的這個的復活節。
What is the Day of Atonement about?
到底贖罪日這個的含義是什麼意思呢？
In Hebrew, it is Yom Kippur.
在這個希伯來文，這個贖罪日叫做 Yom Kippur.
In English, as I said, is Day of Atonement.
以英文來說呢，就是贖罪日。
Actually, in Chinese, is 贖罪日, but in English,is Day of Atonement.
嗱，中文咧翻譯咧就為呢一個贖罪日啦。英文咧 Atonement 咧意思咧就係罪得赦免嘅意思，係咪？用呢一個
actually
修補
係咪 ？How do you spell the word atonement? A T O N E M E N T.
嗱，呢個英文字 atonement 咧係點樣拼音咧 ？A T O N E M E N T.
The middle word is O-N-E.
中間個字係 O-N-E.
One.
One. 一
United.
意思將佢聯埋一齊。
Or reunited, having been separated.
或者係已經分開咗啦，佢重新拉埋佢一齊嘅意思。
Although broken before, now repaired, now together again.
係以前係破碎咗。現在佢修補翻合埋一齊嘅意思。
For this reason, our Chinese translation 贖罪日 is not very precise。
因此我哋睇到喺聖經裏邊咧，佢翻譯為贖罪日咧，唔係咁貼切嘅。
The Day of Atonement has a better translation。
呢一個嘅贖罪日喺聖經裏邊翻譯出嚟，其實佢意思咧係可以更深入。
A better translation is the Day of Reconciliation。
應該佢。是譯成修補關係日。
Let me quote to you the dictionary definition of the word Kippur or Kapar.
嗱，我咧就係而家用一個嘅字典咧，我去查咗之後咧，係特別去翻譯呢、這個Kippur 呢個意思係點解？
I'll cite two dictionaries.
我係用兩本字典個含義，我係同大家翻講。
First, the Holidays Hebrew Aramaic Lexicon.
第一個係用 holiday 希伯來文同埋亞蘭文嗰個字典裏邊，我睇到呢個字根嘅意思。
Kapara means make amends.
Kapara 嘅意思咧就係修補關係。
You see?
嗱，你睇到啦。
Second dictionary.
第二個字典我哋睇到
TWOT, Theological Wordbook of the Old Testament.
第二本字典就係呢一個嘅舊約神學字類嗰本字典，我哋睇到佢字根嘅意思。
Kapara means make reconciliation.
呢個 kapara 嘅意思咧係講到和解、和合。
Make atonement
係咧能夠係一啲贖罪。
To purge something.
同埋咧清除。
To remove obstacles,
是將這個障礙呢清除了它。
So the Day of Atonement is really about removing obstacles.
所以我們能夠看到所謂這個贖罪日呢是將任何的障礙呢清除。
Making repair,
能夠可以和解。
Making reconciliation,
希望能夠修補關係。
Now, let us turn to the same chapter and verse 2 to 3.
嗱，我們看看同一章利未記第十六章第二節
，two and three，
第二同埋第三節利未記十六章第二到第三節
，verse two， and Yahweh said to Moses, tell your brother Aaron that he shall not enter at any time into the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat which is on the ark, lest Aaron dies.For I will appear in the cloud over the mercy seat. Aaron shall enter the holy place with this, with a bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering.
好，我哋睇下利未记十六章第二节，经文系咁讲：要告诉你哥哥亚伦，不可随时进圣所的幔子内，到柜上的施恩座前，免得他死亡。因为我要从云中显现在施恩座上。第三节，亚伦进圣所要带一只公牛犊为赎罪祭，一只公绵羊为燔祭。
This is the detailed instruction that Yahweh gave the high priest how they should operate on the Day of Atonement.
嗱，呢个咁细节嗰个嘅。教訓咧，事實上係 Yahweh 係好清楚地係話俾呢個大祭司係聽嘅，使到佢哋能夠遵守去行。
Let's also read verse six.
我哋繼續讀第六節。
Then Aaron shall offer the bull for the sin offering, which is for himself, that he may make atonement for himself and for his family.
第六節，亞倫要把贖罪祭的公牛奉上。为自己和本家赎罪。
So we see that Aaron as the leader of the whole people.
你睇到亚伦系呢一个百姓嘅领袖。
Should set an example.
佢需要树立呢个榜样。
Prepare himself for the Day of Atonement.
佢要系喺呢一个赎罪日嗰日，佢要预备佢自己。
By offering a bull and a ram.For the sin of himself and the members of his family.
他怎样预备自己呢？他要献一只公牛犊和一个公绵羊，是为什么呢？是为到自己赎罪，和他的家属都要得到赎罪。
In other words, as the leader of the people, a high priest must amend relationship with God and man first.
因此是什么意思呢？他作为这个百姓的领袖，亦都係呢一個大祭司，佢要樹立呢個榜樣，係要點樣樣咧？要同神重新修補呢個關係。
And also to amend relationship with man.
亦都要同人修補呢個關係。
Only then he can lead the people to do the same.
當佢做好之後咧，先能夠帶領啲百姓一樣去咁樣做。
Now to offer a whole bull to God.It's very expensive.
你知道啊，成只公牛獻祭俾神係好昂貴嘅。
One bull and one ram.
要一隻公牛犊同埋一隻公綿羊。
The Bible wants to tell us to make reconciliation is a very costly matter.
原來要修補呢個關係，與人和好咧，價值係好好高嘅。
Repairing a broken relationship is never cheap.
當你係要修補任何嘅破碎嘅關係咧，個代價係好高嘅。
A cheap word of sorry won't do.
如果你隨便話啊，對唔住啊，呢啲咁廉價嘅嘢。唔得嘅，修補唔到嘅。
Reconciliation is costly.
當你修補關係咧，係要好價值係好高嘅。
Now let's read verse 5-11.
我哋繼續讀第五到第十一節。
Because in verses 5-11, we see the instruction for the people.
當我哋睇用第五到第十一節嘅時候咧，我哋更睇到呢個嘅細節係應該點樣做。
And he, that is Aaron, shall take from the congregation of the sons of Israel two male goats for a sin offering and one ram for a burnt offering. Then Aaron shall offer the bull for himself, that he may make atonement for himself and for his family. 7. And he shall take the two goats and present them before Yahweh at the doorway of the tent of meeting. 8. And Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for Yahweh, and the other lot for the scapegoat. 9. Then Aaron shall offer the goat on which the lot for the Lord fell, and make it a sin offering, but the goat on which the lot for the scapegoat fell shall be presented alive before Yahweh to make atonement upon it, to send that goat into the wilderness as the scapegoat.
好，我哋读利未记第十六章第五节开始到到十一节，五节系咁做：要从以色列会众取两只公山羊为赎罪祭，一只公绵羊为燔祭。亚伦要把赎罪祭的公牛奉上，为自己和本家赎罪，也要把两只公山羊安置在会幕门口耶和华面前。为那两只羊抽签，一签归为耶和华，一签归为亚撒舍纳。第九节，亚伦要把那签抽签归与耶和华的羊献为赎罪祭，但那抽签归与亚撒舍纳的羊要活着安置在耶和华面前，用以赎罪。打发人送到旷野去，归于亚撒舍纳。第十一节。
What does offering two goats mean？
咁系奉献两只山羊系咩意思咧
？I have lived in Israel for a year。
我喺以色列住过一年。
I know sheep and goats are many on the land。
我知道绵羊同埋山羊咧，通处都有。
So goats are readily available。
因此山羊好容易咧，你係揾到嘅。
Very affordable for any family。
而且咧，你好容易能夠負擔得起嘅。
Why two goats, not one？
咁但係問題點解要兩隻山羊咧，唔係一隻咧
？One goat is to be burned alive for Yahweh。
一隻就將佢全隻燒咗佢，奉獻俾神 Yahweh。
The other one is chosen as a scapegoat to be sent away into the wilderness。
另一隻咧？是你是选择了他这只羊呢，是放生他自己可以去到旷野里面。
Before you let that second goat go，
当你放生第二只山羊之前
，The high priest must lay both hands on the head of that goat。
呢个祭司要将佢手按喺呢一个嘅山羊个头度。
From his whole heart will confess all the sins of the sons of Israel on that goat。
當佢按手裏邊咧，佢全心全意係將到整個嘅百姓係喺神面前咧，佢就承認自己嘅罪。
And then one person will take that goat into the wilderness and let it escape。
其中一個人咧，就將呢個山羊咧帶到佢曠野裏邊，由佢自己咧逃走。
Let's read these details from verses 20-22.
嗱，我哋睇下个细节咧，系喺同一章20-22节，我就明白点解啦。
Verses 20 to 22. When he, that is Aaron, finishes atoning for the holy place and the tent of meeting and the altar, he shall offer the live goat. Then Aaron shall lay both of his hands on the head of the live goat, the second goat, and confess over it all the sins of the sons of Israel, and all their transgressions in regard to all their sins. And Aaron shall lay them on the head of the goat, and then send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who stands by in readiness. And that goat shall bear on itself all the sins to a solitary place, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness.
我们看看第二十节是怎样读。阿伦为圣所和会幕祭坛献完了赎罪祭，就要把那只活着的公山羊奉上，两手按在羊头上，承认以色列人诸般的罪孽过犯，就是他们一切的罪愆，把这罪都归在羊的头上，藉着所派之人的手送到旷野去。第二二节，要把这羊放在旷野，这羊要担当他们一切的罪孽，带到无人之地。
What is the meaning of these two goats?
这两只羊是什么意思？
The meaning of the second goat is clear.
第二只羊，我们能够明白是什么意思了。
The goat being sent into the wilderness signifies the removal of all sins.
第二只羊放生，等它去到旷野，它的意思就是说完全的罪已经除开了。
God will not remember any sins anymore.
神再不会是记住人的过犯。
He will not mention the past wrong anymore.
他再不会再提及以前的罪孽。
This chapter has been closed.
再不提了。
Let our relationship start anew.
我们的关系重新来过。
So that's the meaning of the second goat.
因此我们明白第二只羊放生去旷野的意思。
But before God can remove all the sin from his people, people must confess their sins.
但是人必须在神面前承认自己的过犯和罪孽，神才能够清除你的，要算你的罪。
The goat is just a symbol.
因此这只羊是当一个记号。
The person we who have sinned must involve ourselves with the goat, so to speak.
因此呢，但是最重要，我们完全要参与里面，我们要在神面前承认，求主饶恕。
The laying on of the hands on the head of the goat symbolizes our confession.
当这个祭司将着手按在这个羊的时候，等于我们在神面前呢承认自己的罪。
What is the meaning of the first goat then?
那第一只羊代表什么呢？
The first goat is to be burned alive holy to God.
第一只羊呢，它是要在神面前呢整只是烧掉的。
That symbolizes the offering of the whole person's life.
意思就是说，这个人要完全将个生命献给神。
To say sorry is not enough.
因此不是说神啊，对不住啊，不够的。
We need to confess our sins.
我们要承认我们的罪。
But if we only confess our sins and have no new direction of life, that's not enough either.
但是如果你只是在神面前承认你这个罪，完了之后你生命没有一个方向呢，也都是不足够。
All direction, all attitudes remain.
你旧有个态度会继续的。
All habits, all conduct remains.
一切的以往旧有的思想、旧有的行为呢，旧有习惯会继续的。
There must be a newness of direction of life.
你需要一个新的方向。
And Jesus symbolizes that new life.
主耶稣呢，就树立这个榜样，要我们跟随。
Jesus offered himself wholly to God and to his fellow men.
主耶稣将生命完全无保留的献给神，他亦都是献给我们。
This is the meaning of the first goat.
这个就是代表第一只羊。
So how our relationships are mended and reconciliation achieved?
到底我们彼此的关系和神的关系，怎样能够可以修补，怎样和好呢？
Repentance.
悔改
confessing of sins,
承认你的罪
and thirdly, to offer our whole life to God and for God's sake to our fellow men.
第三，完全无保留的将生命献给神，献给人，为神为人而活。
Have you ever heard such Bible teaching anywhere?
我想问你们大家，以前去其他的教会有没有听过这个的教训呢？
True teaching from the Bible says reconciliation is very costly.
真正与神与人和好呢，是很昂贵的一件事情来的。
It's never cheap.
从来不是廉价。
Try hurting someone and say, I'm sorry.
如果呢，你去伤害一个人，如果你说，哎呀，对不住啊。
You think your sorry has worked? Magic?
你这样说，不会修补这个关系。
Cheap sorry.Never makes amends.
一个廉价嘅怎讲对唔住咧，不能够弥补我哋关系。
That's why the Bible says, without the shedding of blood of animal sacrifice, there could be no forgiveness.
因此喺呢个圣经里边边，若果冇咗呢一个嘅圣畜嘅血啊，罪孽不能够得到赦免。
And in like manner, only when we follow Jesus' way and offer ourselves wholly to God and to mankind, will we be reconciled with God and man.
除非我们跟随主耶稣的脚踪，完全将生命奉献给神，奉献给人，否则这个关系和神和人之间是不能够弥补的。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 17.
我们打开《利未记》第十七章
and verse 11 and 12.
是十一到第十二节。
Leviticus 17, 11 and 12.
利未记十七章十一到十二节。
For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood.By reason of the life that makes atonement. Therefore I said to the sons of Israel, No person among you may eat blood, nor may any alien who sojourns among you eat blood.
我们看看《利未记》十七章十一到第十二节是这样讲。第十一节，因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们。可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。因此我对以色列人说，你们都不可吃血，寄居在你们中间的外人也不可吃血。
Let's read also verse 14.
继续读第十四节。
As for the life of all flesh, its blood is identified with its life.Therefore I said to the son of Israel, You are not to eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is its blood. Whoever eats blood shall be cut off.
第十四节是这样的，论到一切活物的生命就在血中，所以我对以色列人说，无论什么活物的血，你们都不可吃，因为一切活物的血就是他的生命。凡吃了血的必被剪除。
You see, this is the symbolic meaning of an animal sacrifice.
点解以往佢哋用呢个圣畜献俾神呢？就系咁嘅意思。
Never makes the mistake to think that offering a bull or a goat can repair relationship.
所以唔好就系话献一只公牛或者公绵羊咧，我哋就可以修补呢个关系。
These animal sacrifices are meant to teach us a lesson.
因为透过呢个圣畜献俾神咧，系有一个好重要嘅教训系话俾我哋听嘅。
What really can mend relationship is confession of sins and a new direction of life.
最重要能够弥补关系咧，系点样样嘅咧？就系承认自己嘅罪。重要是生命有一个很清晰的一个方向，你才能够弥补这个生命这个关系。
Let us turn to the New Testament scripture.
我们请大家打开新约的经文。
The book of Hebrews.
希伯来书。
The book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22.
希伯来书九章二十二节。
Chapter 9 verse 22 of Hebrews.According to the law, one may almost say, All things are cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
希伯来书第九章廿二节，按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
You see that? Without the shedding of blood, without the costly repentance and offering of oneself to God, there can be no forgiveness.
若不流血，除非真系悔改，整个生命献俾神之后，罪不得赦免嘅。
Let's read also verse 13 and 14.
我哋继续读第九章十三到第十四节。
13. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works in order to serve the living God?
我们看希伯来书九章十三到第十四节，十三节是这么说，若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰，洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督藉着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死行，使你们侍奉那永生神呢？
13 and 14 contrast the offering of goats and bulls and the complete offering of himself of Jesus Christ.
我们在这两节十三十四节一个很强烈的对比，十三节是讲到以往旧约是用公牛山羊献给神，但是十四节特别是讲到主耶稣将自己的血的身体献出来。
Jesus Christ, the beautiful Lamb of God.
主耶稣一个非常美丽神的羔羊。
How can and how does Jesus remove the sins of other people?
但问题，主耶稣的血怎能够除去人的罪呢？
Unless Jesus offered him his whole life to God and to his fellow man.
唯一一点，主耶稣将他整身无保留的献给神。
And how can you and me receive forgiveness of sin because of Jesus?
咁你同我点样透过主耶稣，我哋罪得赦免呢？
Just by saying sorry is not enough.
净系讲啊，对唔住啊，唔够噶。
Just by joining a church is not enough.
就咁参加一个教会亦都唔够噶。
Just by putting some money into the church box is not enough.
或者摆几个钱摆喺啲捐献款里边唔够噶。
Even though you may apply for baptism, baptism itself will not cleanse you from sin.
甚至咧，你系申请去洗礼，洗礼本身都唔能够除去你嘅罪。
Only those who follow Jesus' way will have their sins cleansed.
除非跟随主耶稣嘅脚踪，咁样样嘅时候，整个生命交俾神。这个罪就会得到赦免了。
Life is in the blood.
生命在血里面。
What really can mend relationship is the offering of our life.
能够修补关系呢，只有一点，将整个生命献出来给神。
But in closing, I very much like to read a psalm with you.
是在这个结束前，我希望跟大家读诗篇。
Let us turn to the middle of the Bible, Psalm 103.
请大家打开圣经的中间诗篇103篇。
I would read verse 1 in English, and then Pastor Lucy will read Chinese, and then verse 2, verse 3 in both languages. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
第一节，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。
2. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
Who redeems your life from danger, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion.
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Who satisfy your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如鹰返老还童。
Yahweh performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed.
Yahweh 施行公义，为一切受迫的人伸冤。
He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
Yahweh is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness.
Yahweh 有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever.
他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们的也是多远。
Just as a father has compassion on his children, so Yahweh has compassion on all those who fear him.
父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，Yahweh也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。
For God himself understands our frame, he is mindful that we are simply dust.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
As for human beings, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes.
至于世人，他的年日如草一样，他发旺如野地的花。
When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer.
经风一吹，便归无有，它的原处也不再认识它。
But the loving kindness of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children.
但Yahweh的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从恒古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙。
To those who keep his covenant and who remember his precepts to do them，
就是那些遵守他的约、纪念他的训词而遵行的人。
Yahweh has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all。
Yahweh 在天上立定宝座，他的权柄原文作过。统管万有。
Bless Yahweh, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word.
听从他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使都要称颂 Yahweh.
Bless Yahweh, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will.
你们作他的诸君，作他的仆役，行他所喜悦的，都要称颂 Yahweh。
Bless Yahweh, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless Yahweh, O my soul.
你们一切被他造的，在他所治理的各处，都要称颂 Yahweh。我的心啊，你要称颂 Yahweh。
I thank God I have spent more than a month in studying the spiritual meaning of Shabbat with you.
我好感謝神，因為有一段差唔多一個月嘅時間，我同大家係讀有關安息日屬靈嘅意思。
So you see, the Shabbat is much, much more than taking a holiday.
所以你知道安息日咧，唔係就咁安息，係大家咧係去度假嘅性質，完全唔係咁嘅意思。
Let us pray.
请大家祷告。